That's what the world needs, is more accordion music. I haven't heard accordion in a long time. Jerry Bader Show 1024. Merry Christmas to you. Joy to the world indeed. All right, I started receiving from my liberal friends an email, etc., with a link yesterday. The link was to the story. In fact, we mentioned it briefly on the air. It was near the end of the show. Was about a fundraising email sent from Governor Walker's campaign. It encouraged people to not go shopping on Black Friday, but instead give the gift of a campaign contribution to Governor Scott Walker. Because that electronics toy will wear out after a year or whatever, but a fixed Wisconsin will help your kids forever. And of course, this was, and by the way, I don't say this is a misrepresentation. This led to all sorts of stories all over the web. Governor Walker, scroll back up, Jason. Governor Walker urges parents to skip toys and send the Christmas money to him. That is essentially what it said. It could be the dumbest fundraising email I've ever seen in my life. What if you're going to go there, what you say is, well, if it's been an exhausting Black Friday and you got a lot of stuff for your kids, here's one more gift you should consider giving them, and you don't have to leave the house. You don't have to leave your chair. See, how hard was that? Well, there's more. The woman who wrote this is one Taylor Palmisano. She's 23. She was fired from the campaign yesterday, but not for that. Not for that idiotic, moronic, asinine fundraising email. She was fired, rather. Scott Walker fired her for making demeaning comments about Hispanics on social media. These are not new. They go back a ways. Walker, who's been calling on fellow Republicans to do more to reach out to minority voters, ousted Palmisano as his campaign's deputy finance director on Tuesday. You're 23 and you get to be deputy finance director, huh? The first-term governor made the move after, and this is Dan Bice reporting, no quarter contacted his campaign regarding the inflammatory tweets. In one, Palmisano, 23, complained about an individual who was doing custodial work in a library in which she was working. That was March 9th, 2011. I will choke that illegal mex cleaning the library, stop banging bleeping chairs around, and turn off your Walkman. Anybody have a Walkman anymore? Anyway, 2 months earlier, she went to Twitter to write about her trip from Pasadena, California to Vegas after watching the Badgers play in the Rose Bowl. This bus is my worst bleeping nightmare. Nobody speaks English, and these people don't know how to control their kids. Hashtag only 3 more hours. Hashtag illegal aliens. Okay. That came after everybody ridiculed her for that stupid, stupid fundraising email. I believe Scott Walker has presidential aspirations. I think Scott Walker would make a fine presidential candidate. I think he would make a fine president. If he doesn't fix this fatal or near-fatal flaw of surrounding himself with questionable people, he is going nowhere. This has caused him some damage at the gubernatorial level. Remember, the whole John Doe 1.0 started from the people with which he surrounded himself in the county executive's office in Milwaukee. That heads didn't roll when the blogger got through pretending to be David Koch was telling. Heads should have rolled. He is loyal to a flaw. This is the first thing. He just simply has to be more careful about who he picks. And if it was campaign spokesman Jonathan Wetzel, whoever picked her, then you got to look at who picked her. Both, and Wetzel said both the governor and the campaign condemn these insulting remarks, which do not reflect our views in any way. By the way, in his recently released book, Unintimidated, Walker credits Palmisano and other members of his current campaign staff with building on the success of his previous election teams. Here's a bigger issue, though, that I have never talked about. We have a saying in this company when it comes to managers: inspect what you expect. Inspect what you expect. When people are on your campaign staff, their Facebook pages and Twitter feeds should be monitored on a regular basis. You should know what these people are saying publicly. You should be friended by them. You should follow them on Twitter. It's what should happen. Further, she's 23 years old, and she gets to send out a fundraising email and nobody vets it. Now, I know at 23 you can be competent, but should any fundraising email go out without somebody signing off on it? This is just ridiculous. And you can say, well, he's not directly responsible. Well, yeah, he is. And if he gave her praise in his book. I know people can make mistakes. God knows that I know that. But this seems to be someone who was not up to the task. And I know we can all make mistakes in hiring and appointing and so on. I have. But boy, a lot of these mistakes sure seem to happen in Scott Walker's orbit. And if he really has presidential aspirations, this will never fly on a national stage. Ever, ever, ever. He must fix this tendency. It's 10:30.
All things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.